Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shurim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak et Shalom. We're now at the beginning of the fourth parak of Masachet Sanhedrin at the top of Daf Lamed Bet Amud Aleph. And we have a very long Mishnah here, which is going to delineate a significant number of differences between Dine Momonot and Dine Nefashot. As we generally do with the Shurim, I'm only going to list those items in the Mishnah that will be analyzed in this Shir. And then in each subsequent Shir, which are the next three podcasts after this, we'll cover the remains of the Mishnah. We will go back to those pieces of the Mishnah and those distinctions. Echad dinei mamonot v'chad dinei nefashot b'yidusha u'v'chakira. That both dinei mamonot and dinei nefashot require proper examination of witnesses. Shenemar mishpat echad nihi alachem. One law. And it's one law equates them. Now, of course, that pasuk, as I mentioned before, is used somewhat selectively, and as a result, there are many, many differences between Dine Mamonot and Dine Nefashot, as we will see here. Ma ben Dine Mamonot and Dine Nefashot. We'll only look at the first four now. Dine Mamonot b'shlosha v'dine Nefashot b'svim b'shlosha. 3 verses 23, of course, we already saw that explicated in the first parak, and will not deal with it in this. Dine Mamonot potchin ben lischut ben lechova. With Dine Mamonot, the opening salvo, the opening presentation of the Dayanim can be either for in favor or against. Now, one of the essential problems in this entire Mishnah is that Dine Mamonot generally is between two litigants, in which case there is no clear-cut schut or chova. It's a zero-sum game. This one loses, this one wins. There's always a schut and always a chova. But Dine Nefashot potchin l'schut v'en potchin l'chova. The opening presentation of a Dayan must be l'schut, must be for acquittal. That's number two. Number three, Dine Mamonot, Matin al pi echad, Bein l'schut, Bein l'chova. Dine Mamonot, the judgment can be rendered, whether pro or con, based on a majority of one. Dine Nefoshet, Matin al pi echad, l'schut al pi shnayim l'chova. This is something that we already saw in the first parak, and that is that you need a majority of two to acquit. To convict in the case of Dine Nefashot, but only a majority of one in order to acquit. All right, so then the fourth one is, the next one is one that we will get to in the next podcast. So let's get immediately to the Gemara. Dine Mamonot Nibay Nidrishva Chakira. The opening line of the Mishnah was, the Dine Mamonot, Dine Nefashot, both require full examination of witnesses. But that's not really true. Or minu shtar shizmano katu v'echad b'nisan b'shmita. Let's say you have a shtar chov, that the zman on the shtar is the first of Nisan of Shemitah, which who would write a shtar chov? Who would lend money a few months before the loan is going to be canceled? Uvav edim v'amru he'achatem edim al shtar zev alo v'yom ploni imanu ayitem. And then other witnesses came and testified about the edim who had signed on it and are mazing them and say, you were with us on the first of Nisan. We say the shtar is good and the edim are kosher. Why? Perhaps they postdated it and wrote it that way. But if you're going to require drusha v'chakira that elementally starts with, were you there at the time? And how could you possibly raise such a suspicion? In other words, there could be no drusha v'chakira because otherwise that would have been clarified before these other guys came. Think about the famous Mishnah in Shvit. Shitrecha muktamin psulim mucharim ksharim. A predated star, of course, is possible, but a postdated star is chayiv, is kosher. How could you possibly have a postdated star be kosher? Because after all, when you investigate the witnesses, they're going to say, oh yeah, we signed it in advance. That means it doesn't jibe with what they wrote. So the answer is, halokasha, the fact that you asked from the case of Hazama and not from the Mishnah Shvit is clear. Dadifa minakamina, we're asking a better question. Dafilu echa benisan, even a weird case like that, b'shmita, in the middle of shmita, lo shchichi o inshid lo osfi, k'demosfi, most people aren't going to lend money at that point. Daleko mem shema yichru v'chatfu, there it's very hard to say that you would post-dated it to that point. To Lamar Shtari, you don't want to make your star look worse. Afilu hachi came at the Shvit, sofa mishametet, since Shvit is mishamet at the end, machashirinan. Right. So mikol makom kasha. So nonetheless, we still have the essential problem. We now understand why we challenged it from the ruling about Nisan and not the Mishnah Shvit. But we have a general question, which is, you told me in the Mishnah that Dine Mamonot Nidrish v'chakira, and now you've got a very clear counter in which Dimon Rabbanon don't seem to need that. So Rav Chanina, we saw this in the first parak, Dvar Torah, Chadimon Ruchid Dinamon Yishuv Chakira, Shemesh Patachad Yelachem, Mido, right? They all need Yishuv Chakira. So why the rabbis say they don't? So that we will not block people from lending money, because if I know that in order to get my money back, I'm going to need to have my aidim go through Yishuv HaKira, nobody's going to be willing to be an aid, and therefore I won't be able to borrow money because nobody's going to be willing to lend money. Therefore, we said we're going to relax that requirement. If that's the case, then if a Beit Din errs in doing so because they didn't have the full benefit of Drisha V'Chakira, they shouldn't have to pay. So the answer is, if you do that, then you should give me no Aldelet, because if a Malve has a Beit Din make a mistake and reward the Love, and the Malve then has no recourse that the Beit Din will make up the difference, they're certainly not going to lend money. Okay, so Rav Chanina's position is that really Midoraita, Dinim Omanot required Yishuv HaKira. We relaxed it in order to allow for lending. Rava Ramanit in Dohacha B'dine Knosot. Rava says no. Dinim Omanot really do not need Yishuv HaKira. Our mission is referring to Dine Knosot. V'idach Bodad Velvot. The other one is Hodad Velvot. It was the regular Dinim Omanot do not need Yishuv HaKira, but Dine Knosot, where there is no concern about Nila Delet. There you're judging if a man's animal killed a slave and you have to charge 30 or something. There's no Nila Delet there. He said they're both talking about Hodot Velvot. Kan Bedin Meruma, Kan Bedin Sheina Meruma. It's a little bit of a difficult concept, but Rapapa says if there's a case where we have reason to suspect that there's something nefarious going on, then we engage in Drisha V'Chakira. But otherwise, not. And we have a source for that. Kedresh Lakish, Deresh Lakish Rami. Rami Resh Lakish raised the contradiction. Ktiv, Betzedek Tishpot Amitecha, meaning you judge your fellow fairly in the singular, tzedek tudof. You have to really look after the din. Haketzad kan b'din meruma, kan b'din shen meruma. If it's din meruma, it looks to be suspicious, then you got to really investigate, tzedek tudof. If not, then b'tzedek tishpot amitecha. Ravashi Amar, he gave a different answer. Matnitin kiddushani. Our Mishnah is as we originally answered it, which is the first answer, which is Rav Chanina. And cry, and how, as far as the psukim, but tzedek tishpot amitecha, and tzedek tzedek tudof, I have a different answer than Resh Lakish. Echad l'din v'chad l'pshara, kidetanya, as we find. Tzedek tzedek tudof, what does that mean? Echad l'din v'chad l'pshara, meaning the two words tzedek aren't there to say really investigate, but to say there's two kinds of tzedek. There's din, and there's pshara, ketza. Shtei sfinot ovrot benahar, there's two ships passing in a small river, and they encounter each other, and one has to move over to the side to let the other one pass. Let's say it's so narrow that if they both try to pass, they'll both sink. If they form a single file, or one moves over to the side, depending if they're going together or opposite each other, and both can make it. Which we know where it is today. Right near Road 443, if anybody's interested, not far from Modi'in. If a camel's going up that very, very narrow, steep hill, the faguze bazeh is a camel that's laden. Im alu shneyan, if they both go up, shneyan no flim, they're both going to fall. Bezachar zeh shneyan olin, but if they go single file, they can make it. So haket said, what do you do? Tuna v'shey na tuna, if one of them's laden and one of them's not, tidacheh shey na tuna, mea tuna, the one that's laden goes first. Krovam v'shey na krova, which actually means if one is closer to its destination, then tidacheh krovam v'nei shey na krova, let the one that's going further go ahead. Hayush tehen krovot, tehen rechokot, if they're both the same distance, and they're both laden or not laden, hatel pshara v'nein, then toss a coin or figure out some solution. U'malot tzchar zul azu, and then the one that went ahead has to pay the other one, whatever amount we reckon, for the fact that he waited. Okay, so tzedek tudof he reads as being about a way of striking a compromise, not in a court, but rather in commerce or in the way. Okay, a little bit more on this. Tan Rabbanan, tzedek tudof means halech achar beitin yafeh. What is tzedek tudof? Always go after the best beitin. Achar Rabbi Eliezer lelod, achar b'yachem zakai lebror chayil. We'll talk about that in a minute. And now a little story about Bror Chayil, this particular town. Tanakol rechayim bevurani, if you heard the sound of a mill in Burani, Shavua HaBen, right? And Shavua HaBen, Shavua HaBen. That means that you knew that it was Shavua HaBen, which probably means a Brit Milah. Or haner b'vor chayel. If you saw a candle there, then mishteh. You knew that there was a mishteh sham. You knew that there was a wedding there, and this may be reflecting a later point, not Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai's period, but during the Hadrianic persecutions when the Romans did not allow Jewish celebrations, and so they gave a signal so that you would know that there was this festival going on. Tanu Rabbanan, tzedek tirdof. Again, halech achar chachamim li yeshiva. Go to the chachamim for the best Beit Midrash. Achar Rabbi Eliezer Lelod, Achar Yochanan Zakkai Lebrochayel, Achar Bishua Lipkiin, Achar Rabban Gamliel Liyavne, Achar Rabbi Akiva Libnei Brak, Achar Rabbi Matya Leromi, from Hanuman tribe, Yom Lesichni up in the Galil, Achar Rabbi Yossi Letzipori, Achar Rabbi Yehuda ben Beteira Lintzivin, which is in Iraq, Achar Rabbi Yeshua Lagola, that's Rabbi Yeshua, not Rabbi Yeshua of Kiin, but Rabbi Yeshua, the nephew of Rabbi Yochanan, this is Rabbi Yeshua, not Rabbi Yeshua, it's Ben Achir Rabbi Yeshua. Achar Rebbe Levet Sharim, Achar Chachamim Levishkat Hagazit. Okay, a nice drasha, and tzedek tudof, and an encouragement to always find the best Beit Din. Okay, the next piece that we saw was Dinei Mamonot Potchim, that you start off with Zchut Or Chova. Hechi Amrinen, what is it that we say? Am Rabbi Yehuda, Hechi Amrinen Lohu. This is what we say. Mi Emar Kedak Yamritu. Who says that, to the Edim, who says that what you're saying is accurate? So then we're silencing the Edim, v'lichsamu. So let's silence them. In other words, sort of threaten them in that way. Milo tan Rishon Rabbeinu Omer, Mesina Taidim Makom Makom Kedesh Tarif Tatan V'Yachzuru Bahen. The Mishnah Rashana says we move the Edim from place to place in order so they should get a little confused and change their mind in case they're conspiring to lie. So Midami Hatam Emela Kamidchu. There you're tiring them out, and they on their own kind of give it up. Hacha Kadachinu Lubiadaim. Here we're really shutting them up. So we can't say to them, who says you're right? We say to the Baal Din, do you have Edim to be mazim them? You're starting with a schut, which is essentially the chovah of the other guy. In other words, we're generating that, and we're going to hurt these Edim. We have a chovato, since when is that a chovah? But they couldn't be muzam at that point, because it's in the middle of the deliberations. Edim zomim could only happen if there was already a gemar din. We'll see that in Makot. So Hachi Amina, this is what he meant. Ilu Shati Kai Ad Migmar Dine, had this guy been silent until Gemar Din, Umayti Edim Mazim Lehu, and then he brought Edim who were Mazim, these guys, Havilei Chovato Shel Zeh. So we're not going to generate that. Even though right now it's not, we're not going to set up a system which is going to generate a Chovah for these other guys. We're not going to initiate that. Ela Amaramba Amrinan Le, what do we say to the Baal Din, who's had the Edim come against him? Yesh lecha Edim lahachishan. Do you have Edim who could deny what they're saying? Not mazi, but deny them. Rav Kahana Amari says we have a different place, which is midivrechem nizakeh ploni. What we say to them is, oh, sounds like ploni is actually zakai. In other words, we try to turn their words around, not to twist them, but to sort of turn them and say, oh, it sounds like he's not so chayav, to kind of open up with schut. Abaye v'ravad amritavayu amrinam lei ilo katlat lo tidchal. Abaye says, you know what the schut is that we start with in Din and Nefashot? By the way, it's all Din and Nefashot we're talking about. It says that they say to them, if you didn't kill anybody, don't be afraid. In other words, Din's going to come out. Don't be afraid of what you heard. If you're really innocent, you got nothing to be afraid of. Ravashi Mar Komish Yodei Lo Schut Yavo V'Lamed Alav. Ravashi says, you know what it means? It means that we publicize anybody who knows an argument that's going to acquit this fellow should come and say so. Tanya Kavateda Abaye V'Rava. So we have a brayta that supports Abaye V'Rava that says that what we tell the guy is, if you are innocent, you got nothing to be afraid of. Rebbe Omer, Imlos Shachav Ishotach, Imlos Satit. This is what the Kohen administers to the Sota. He says, the first thing he says to her is, if nobody really had relations with you and you did not stray from your husband, Mikanch Botchim Dina Nefoshot Tchila Lischut. That's how you see that begin with schut. So we saw four different opinions of what potchim bischut ve'en potchim bechova may mean. It may mean that we kind of threaten the Edim, or we kind of pull something out of the Edim, or that we ask the Baal Din, if he, the accused, if he has anybody who could, if we ask him if he has anybody who could be mazim, or later we fix it, machish the Edim. The third is Abaye V'Rava, supported by this Braita, which is that we tell the Baal Din, the accused, don't worry. If you're innocent, you got nothing to worry about. And supported by this bright about Sota. And Ravashi says, you simply publicize and say, if anybody knows anything that would be helping to acquit them, then they should come forward. Okay, we'll pause at this point. We'll pick it up again. We'll go back to the Mishnah and look at the next couple of items, and they'll go back into the Gemara on the top of Lamed Gimel, Amud Aleph. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.